Justice Sandra Day O'Connor most likely knew the early warning signs, having cared for her husband after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And in the 13 years since she retired to take care of him, there's been some movement forward in managing the disease, but no cure.
We're making progress on the clinical research side as far as seeing treatments that in small studies have the potential to clear amyloid in the brain and warrant those larger studies that could help us identify an effective treatment and cure.
Claire Day with the Northern California Alzheimer's Association says we also know a lot more about risk factors.
Things that we can all be doing today to decrease our risks of developing dementia, like managing our blood pressure, looking at some of those cardiovascular, heart, and brain health risks.
She admires Justice O'Connor for her openness in sharing her condition.
Part of the problem that we still see today is that there's too much stigma and a lack of people disclosing this diagnosis because they're afraid of what it means to say that they have Alzheimer's disease. And yet we have to change that. It provides opportunity for people to ensure that they're getting proper treatment.
Rebecca Corral, KCBS.